Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Rabbi Yisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is getting closer. We are happy to announce to our dear listeners that many of the Magidei Shir will be coming in from all locations, including flying in from Eretz Yisrael. The Siyam will be a chance for you to greet them and express your Hakaras HaTov. To register for the Siyam HaShas and place a journal ad in their honor or in honor of the guest of honor, Rabbi Aaron Sorsher, or Mr. David Gerwitz accepting the Hachzakas HaTorah Award, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyam. That is shasilluminated.org/Siyam. Or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427.
Nida Daf Beis. Welcome, everyone. Now starting with Seches Nida. Just to give one very quick introduction to the Din Nida Daraisa. When Isha sees Dam, she's Tomei Midaraisa for 7 days. At the end of the 7 days, she can be Toiva and go to, and be Mojo Labaila. That's Din Midaraisa. And then if she sees during the next 11 days after that, that's a Ri of Zivus. First time she sees is a Ri of Nidus. All the Dam during that 7 days is Nidus. From the 8th day and on, from day 8 through day 18, that is a re'ia of Zivus. And then if she sees 1 day or 2 days, she just makes a hefsek and she can go to the mikveh afterwards. She sees 3 days in a row, then she's a Zava Gedoyla and she needs Shiva Nekiyim. But a regular Nida does not need Shiva Nekiyim. Just all 7 days she could see, and then she makes a hefsek and goes to the mikveh. Nowadays we are Machmir, because it's easy to get confused what's Nidus and what's Zivus. So every Isha always waits Shiva Nekiyim. That is a Din D'Araisa between a Nida and a Zava. One other introduction here to Maseches Nida. When a Isha sees Dam, she becomes a Nida. So there are two nafkaminas of her being a Nida. Number one, she's Tameya. Dei Tumas and Tyrus, she's an Ava Tuma of a Nida. And number two, she's Asur Labaila. Two independent afkaminas that happen when she sees Dam. Yesh lachkor about the Isra Labaila, that Anida's Asra Labaila, is the pshat that the Dam does two separate things. The Dam, number one, is Metameher, makes her the Tumas Nida. And number two, the Dam Asra Labaila. Is that the pshat? There are two entirely different tracks, two independent things that happen when Nisha sees Dam. Or we could say something else, that the Dam is Metameir, because her Tumas Nida. An Isha that has Tumas Nida is Asra Labaila. That's a Teilah Damimela. Because she has Tumas Nida, because she became Tomei with the Tumas Nida, so that type of Tuma also answers Labaila. What's an afkamina of this Chakira? Very simple nafkamina. Let's say an Isha has a suffix whether she saw Dam or not. And she's in a Rosh HaRabim or a Rosh HaYochid. Here we know the klal, that Tavi Tumah b'Rosh HaRabim is Tamei. Tavi Tumah b'Rosh HaYochid is Tar. So if an Isha has a suffix whether she became Tamei, so if she's in Rosh HaRabim, she's going to be Tar. And if she's in Rosh HaYochid, she'll be Tamei. That's Lagabe her Tumah and Taira. What's the Din Lagabe Baila? Would that also be machria, whether she's mutter or asra labayla? So Taiz in Baba Kama Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says, Taiz there is going on a sfeik sfeika. That the Gemara there is mavur, that if there's a sfeik sfeika, whether she's a nida, then she's tar. Asks Taiz says, that if it's in a Rosh HaYochid, so even a sfeik sfeika is tamay. So if it's in a Rosh HaYochid is tamay, even a mokam is sfeik sfeika. So why is the Gemara makel over there? Answers Taisfis, they're referring to Isra Labaila. In Isra Labaila, Sfeik Sfeik is Mutter. They call it Terakula. It's Sfeik Daraisa Lochomra. But if it's a Sfeik Sfeik, so it's Mutter. Mavur and Taisfis says the Shah Shmaita in Shmaita Aleph, Parakeet Aleph. Mavur and Taisfis, that the Isser of Nida Labaila, is independent from the Tumah. Here we have an Isha, and it's a Dinei Tumah and Taira, has a Din of Vadai Tomei. Because she's a Safik Tumah in Rosh Hashanah. Even Mokum Sveik Sveika or a Machmir. She has Vadai Tumas Nida. And yet she's Muteras Levaila. Says the Shmaita, it's Mavurin Taisus, that it is an independent Isser. That is the Shmaita Lachor Mavurin and Taisus. However, the Rashash in the Saita, the Afchav Chesel Abiz, is Mechiach from Taisus there. That if an Isha has a Safik Tumah Bershus HaRabin, she would be Tahor, not only Dinei Tumas and Tyrus, but even be Mutar Labaila. Says Rashash, it's Muchach, and the Isra Labaila is a Toilada of the Din Tumah. And the Rashash adds on, that it's mashma like that in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vel Isha bin Nidas Tumasa leSikra v'Lagale Serva. There's an Isser to be bought on an Isha that's Benidas Tumasa, when she has Tumas Nida. The whole Isser is totally in whether she has Tumas Nida. Even though normal Tmeyim don't have an Isser Tashmish, I mean that the Torah gave an Isser Tashmish to an Isha that has Tumas Nidus. Benela, if something Tumah versus Aram and Paskins, that she's Tahar. So it'll also be Matir Labaila. That is the Svara of the Rashash. And the Mechiach that's from Taisus over there. The Anoit of Yehuda in Tinyana, Yerodeya, Simen Kuvchav, also says like the Shmaitza, that is, the Israel of Baal is independent. The Anoit of Yehuda brings a proof, says the Anoit of Yehuda, each that finds a Kesem in Rosh Hasharabim. Are we going to say that Tzavik Tumah Rosh Hasharabim Tar, and she's Muteres Labaila? Vada not. That even though that she's Asher Labayla, even though all it is a suffix, and in Dinei Tumas and Tyrus, you should be in a tire. Because the Israel Labayla, says the Neid of Yehuda, is independent from the Tumah. So that's the opinion of the Neid of Yehuda and the Shemaitza. But as we said, the Rashash brings from Tesis in Saita, not this way. And in Shari Yosher, Shar Aleph Peri Yogimel, he brings a Raya from the Torah. Says in the Mir and Parshas Tazria, that by a Yoled, that says Tomei, ki mei nidas devoisa titma. Yoledes has Tuma like a Nida. Yoledes Nekeva has 2 weeks. Yoledes Zohar has 1 week. But she has Tumas Nidus. Says Rav Shimon, we never find anywhere in the Torah that Yoledes is a Surah Labayla. We only find that she has Tumas Nidus. And yet it's over Muslim. The Gemara and the Rishayin and the Paiskim, that Yoledes is a Surah Labayla. Where does that come from, says Rav Shimon? Elamai, because she has Tumas Nida, ki mei nidas devoisa titma. Once you know that she has Tumas Nida, then we know that she also has an Isser Nidus, because the Isser Nidus is a Tailada of the Tuma. That is Chayra Rai Gedoyla from Rav Shimon, that the Isser is to a lot of the Tumah. Now, like the Shemaitza said, from Taisus and Bava Kam. Now, starting the Mishnah, the Shita of Shammai is called Noshim Dayan Shaiton. We take on Vados that she did not see Dam until right now. Hillel says, from Rekamila Mafreya, Hipkida Lepkida. The Chum say that Loike Divrizeva, Loike Divrizeva. Rather, we say that it's Mipkido Lepkido or Meis Lies, whichever one was more recent. So in Rashi it's Mavur a few times. First Rashi, a few times in the Mishnah also, before she Rashi ended up Gimel and Aleph, that right now she found Dam with the Bedika. As Rashi says, the case of the Mishnah. The Maram is Oymir on the Rashi. In Vayra, why did Rashi need to say that? Who cares how she found Dam now? The Nidan is, the right now she sees Dam, in a way that's Matameir. I'm going to know that maybe the Dam was hanging around in the Beis HaChitzon since yesterday, in a previous time. And it's a Tam as soon as it goes to the Beis HaChitzon, like Rashi says. So even though the Dam did not come out of the Guf, it's possible she was Tameh. Why do we care whether now she's seeing with a Re'iyah or with a Bedikah? So the Maran says two explanations for Rashi. First thing says the Maran, the Rashi is bothered by the Lashon of the Mishnah of Dayon Shaitan. The words of Shammai that it's enough to be Metami from now on. The Rishayim already asked the question Mefurish, Tezim Menachas, and Daf Yutes, which Jager's Metzayan here, and the Rishayim Bayos, the Ramban, and many other Rishayim, are bothered by the Lashon of Dayon Shaitan. Dayan Shaitan is mashma that it's enough to be machmir that she's tami mikanu lahava. You, the Hillel and the Chachomim, were really machmir. You say even mipkida lepkida, meyes leis. I argue on you, it's enough to be machmir, Shaitan, that from the time of Asian on, they're tami. That is the simple mashmayus of the words of Shammai. And those words are a pillar. Because that we say that she's tummy from now on, it's nothing to do with the chumrah. All right, that's Maker Adin. She sees Dam right now. So for sure she's tummy right now. So we got something called Dayon Shaitan. So the Rishonim answer that Dayon Shaitan means Lafuki from Hillel and the Chachamim. You were Machmir very much, means Leis Mikido Mikido. I say you don't need to be Machmir so much. There's no real tzad to say that there's any there needs to be more mikel than Shammai is. The Shammai is mikel dayan shaita. That's how the Rishayim explain the words dayan shaita. But the Maram says that Rashi was bothered by this, and if Rashi says, and he found dam now in a bedika, because we found dam in a bedika, so the chiddush is that you're matami from the beginning of the bedika. You would think that you're matami from the end of the bedika. Says Shammai, no. You're Tami from the beginning of the Bedika. It's enough for me to be Machmir, to be Tami from the beginning of the Bedika. So that's the pshat in the Dayan Shaitan. Even in Shammai, there's a little bit of a Chumrah. They're Tami from the beginning of the Bedika. That's the first pshat Maram says in Rashi. Maram says another pshat in Rashi, that it's coming to tell you the Chiddush of Shammai. That even though she found Tami in the Bedika now, we still say Dayan Shaitan. And that Dainu, if she found dam in a re'iyah, in a real re'iyah, she saw the dam leaving her goof. It's more mistaver to say dayan shaitan. Shammai says dayan shaitan, even though she found it in a bedika. What's the pshat? Mind of kamina, how she sees now. Says the Maram, it's a very simple chiluk. That, what's the chshash? The chshash is, maybe, really, she saw yesterday, the dam left the rechem yesterday, and it went to the beis achitzin, and it hung around there for a day. And now she found it. Says the Maram, it's much more stubborn to be chayshish for such a thing. When you found the dam now in the Beis Achitzin. She did the dig in the Beis Achitzin, and she found dam. So now I say that if she did this bedika now, she found dam. Maybe yesterday, if she would have done the same bedika, she also would have found dam. That's the chashash of the mission. But when she finds dam now in her re'iyah, so, what's it sad to say that maybe the dam came to the Beis Achitzin, it hung around, and now it's coming out? I don't have a mesapik to say that. Right now, the dam that she's seeing is in a ria. Dam's coming out of her goof. I wouldn't say that yesterday. Maybe she saw dam in a different way. Maybe yesterday she saw dam coming out, going from the Beis Achitzin, going from the rechem into the Beis Achitzin, and it stayed there. I have much less of a mesapik right now to say that's what happened yesterday. However, when she doing the same act now, I could say if she would have done this act yesterday, she would have seen dam. That's much more of a suffix. So, the only Kent Zayn, we would have thought that Shammai was only Mako in the case when she found dam in a real Re'iyah. That's why Rashi wants to tell us the Chiddush to say, even though she found dam now in a Bedika, still, Shammai is makel to say that Dayan Shaitan. How does Rashi Lemaisa know that even in this case Shammai is makel? The Arkloner asks, if he's a Chiddush, then Mechidesi it's true. Mechidesi that Shammai is actually makel in this case. So the Rashash says Rashi is medayik from the Mishnah, mipkida lepkida. The Rashash is mipkida lepkida, that means it's from the previous pkida, from the previous bedika until the current bedika. Who says that now she did dam in a bedika? Why are we talking about that now it's a pekida? Hillel should say she's choshesh from the previous pekida until now. The Loshon HaMishnah is mipkida lepkida. But it's mashma that even now she found them in a bedik. Gemara says that the dam of Shammai is because that we're mamir on her chazaka. Ishus bechazka Torah, Torah medes. We know that she was Tahira, so also now we're mamir on her chazaka. It's for Shammai. And Hillel argues because they could raise some igufa. Just a couple of points here to explain. One is that of Shammai and one is that of Hillel. Shammai says we're mamir on her chazaka. What's her chazaka? So Rashi says, first Rashi in the Gemara, the koyin, hilchah chamid ish al cheskasa, shayisa koyinim ri'ya, kishin is aska b'tai rois elu. When she was Isaac in the tai rois, she had a chazaka. So the Rashash here is already moir, but that's not the pashub shat. Pashub shat, what's her chazaka? Because we know that when she did a bediko, or when she went to the mikvah, we know that she was tahira. So this Isha is the Cheskas Taira. We know that she was Taira. And now we have a Suffolk. Maybe she lost her Chazaka. She reminded her in her previous Chazaka that she is Taira. Shash says that's what he was Eilip Shalom in the Gemara is. But Rashi says not this way. Rashi says that the Chazaka is B'zman she has Sukkah B'Tairas. Then it's the Ramban says like the Rashash. And then when she did a Bedika and she went to the Nikvah, so now we know that she's Tahira. And yet, Rashi, some reason, says that Bizman she has Sukkah B'Tairis. I mean, Rosh Hashanah asks us, only Rashi could have said something else. But the Chayyur Rashi is saying is incorrect. Chazaka is based on the facts that we know. We know her to be Tahira. So when she was Isaac B'Tairis, we don't know that she was Tahira. I mean, she did a Bedika yesterday morning. Yesterday afternoon, she was Isaac B'Tairis. And this morning, she finds down. So al zeh gufan udanim. We don't know if at the time that she was Isaac B'Tairis, she was actually Tahira or not. So how does she have a chazaka that at that time she was Tahira? That's a big question of Shat and Rashi. So the Achroinim say a big Yisoid in Rashi. This Yisoid is found, in Shat and Rashi is found in the Imre Bina, Evan Ezer, Simin Lamed, in Avnei Nezer, Chesh Mishpat, Simin Kuf Ayin Aleph, and the Sefer Teresh Yekusia on Yerideya, Simin Yurches, Sifkat and Aleph. They all say that Rashi holds that we cannot use the Chazaka that she was Tahira. Like the Ramban says. Because that Chazaka is now the Zerayis. Now we see Dalma Faninu. The Yisrael always of Chazaka is to say that we're machzik the first situation, to assume that it did not change. So if we have someone that has a Cheskas Taira, and now they have a suffix whether they became Tomei. So I could say, this person had a Cheskas Taira, and let's not be Mechadesh that he became Tomei. That's the normal vart of Chazakas. That's not Shaykh over here. All right, here in this case, she's definitely Tomeya. So I can't say that she's still Tahira. My question is not whether she's Tahira right now. The question is, yesterday afternoon, was she Tahira? That's true, that is the question. But the normal word of Chazaka, which says to not change, we can't say. Because the time that I'm donning the Shaila, which is this morning when I see Dam, I know for a fact that she changed. So what's here the Chazaka? That Bizman, she has Sukkah B'Tairis, the time that she, yesterday, was being Isaac B'Tairis. At that time, I had a Chazaka. At that time, I thought that she was Tahira, because I had no Safek Bechal. She did a Bedika yesterday morning. Yesterday afternoon, we have no Safek. She's Becheskas Tahira. So at the time that she was Isaac B'Tairis, she had a Chazaka. Even though right now, when she sees Dan this morning, I'm Mesupik, whether at that time it was correct that she actually was Tahira or not. Maybe at that time she was Bemis Tmeya. It's very possible. But because in real time, when she was Oisekes B'Tairis, she had a Chazaka of being Tahira, so that says at that time I can assume that she's Tahira. So even though right now I get to a situation where I'm no longer sure about that time, but because at the time we took on this way, then we can always take on this way. That, according to Rashi, is the yisoid of chazakas. All chazakas that we say, and when the thing changes later on, like the Gemara talks about Avin Beis by the mikvah, which is nimsachaser, and that we would use the cheskas sholim of the mikvah, if it wouldn't be for tarti l'reisa, we would use the chazaka. In all these cases, according to Rashi, the yisoid is not that you originally checked the mikvah was becheskas sholim, because that won't help you right now, because now you see that it's chaser. Rather, the yisoid of the chazaka is at the time the person went into the mikvah was becheskas sholim, because I know safik b'chol. Even though right now I see that it changed, that does not change my perspective on things, because at that time I took on that it was sholim. This l'chayra is sorich bir. Why do we actually do this? Hari chazaka l'chayra is based on the way that things were. Ma shehaya hu sheyiye. If things were a certain way, then I could take on the ego weiter. But here, at the time that she says sukkah b'tayres, I don't know that she was tahira. I assumed that she was tahira, but I might have been making a mistake. So mavur here in Rashi, you saw it about chazakas. That chazakas do not have to be based on facts. They can be based on the way that we see things. And we took on a certain, we took things on to be a certain way. So that's the way that they, that the Paskin based on the way we see things. Not based on the facts, but based on the way that we were noyeg. The way we had seen things. My Rabbi, Rabbi Asher Arieli, so his quote is said from his father-in-law, Rabbi Nochum Pertzavitz, that chazaka is what's muhsaklon. What's the becheskas? What's the way that we see things? He didn't bring this Rashi, but he brought another Rashi, which is even more mechudish than our Rashi. The Gemara in Ksubas Daf Chavav Medbeis talks about a case of a person who we did not know whether he was a kohen, and one aide came and said that he's a kohen, and the din is malin lekuna p'eid echad, so we could take on that he's a kohen, and then two aidim came and said that he's not a kohen, so he said, okay, you're not a kohen. And another aide came and said, no, he is a kohen. So now we have a treu, two against two, whether he's a kohen. So before in the Gemara there, that you use the cheskas kohen that he has to say that we'll take on that he is a kohen. Uki trei lebahadi trei, uki gavra cheskosi. Which chazak are we referring to? Right, we're dining whether he was born as a kohen or not. A person, once he's a kohen, can't become no longer a kohen. Question, was he born as a kohen or not? So where's the chazaka there? So Rashi says, because we were malalim l'kuhuna pi eid echad, an hour ago, when we only had the eid echad, we said, you're a kohen. So because we did that, so now he has a chazaka of being a kohen. Rashi's a pele. He has a chazaka of being a kohen. We still never know whether he was a kohen or not. Could be that we made a big mistake an hour ago. And he was not born as being a kohen. Where's the chazaka? Let's move over here in Rashi, this yisoid, that because we took on that he was a kohen, an hour ago we took on without any suffix that he's a kohen. So now we pass, now he has a chazak of being a kohen. And now later on it comes to his shaila, whether he's a kohen or not, whether he was born as a kohen. Because I took on that he's a kohen, so now I can pass that he's a kohen. That's the same yisoid by us. Because when she was asuka v'tairis, I took on that she was tahira. So even though right now I'm the sofa about that time, because I took that on then, so now I can go paskin, I'll pee, that's chazak. That's a kopon in this Mahalach and Rashi, how to understand the chazak. The kopon we see the time of Shammai is mitam chazak. And what does Hillel say? Hillel says, I came to me gufa kachazio, so she has a reyes. There's no chazak. Rashi says, what does it mean to me gufa kachazio? Says Rashi, Mu'ada the alula hi lakach. He, lakach ain lo cheskas tayr. Because she's liable to see, and she often sees regila, the girls on the side, because she's very often sees, so therefore she has no cheskas tayr. So, l'chayra Rashi took out the Gemara mi pashtus. Pashtu way to read the word mi gufa is that she sees from her guf. Because the reisa is minehu bei. There's some problem with the goof itself. It's not like well, there's a suffix maga. Then we can use a cheskas tumah, a cheskas taira. Here, when she sees Migufa, she makes a bigger reyesa. That'd be the Pasuk in the Gemara. Rashi's not happy with that. Rashi adds on that she's a lula liris. Rashi says this way, Taisa Rashi adds in this way, Taisa written Kiddushin, the fine test, also says like this, that she's a lula liris. Also, the Ritva Bayos says it's very common for her to see. Many Rishonim added this in. Can you hear that they held? The fact that she sees Migufa is not enough reason to make a reyesa. Who cares whether it's Migufa or not Migufa? I might say she sees down. And if you say that there's a chazaka de Beikara, so the fact that she sees Migufa should not make any reyesa in the chazaka de Beikara. That's presumably the way the Rishonim held. And therefore, the Rishonim had to explain that the chisorin of Migufa is because she's a lula liris. Because it comes from Migufa, that's like a code word to say that it happens, there's a cycle, and it happens often that she sees that. But it is very bothersome, the Lashon of the Gemara, of Migufa Kachazia. So the Beis Halevi, Ala Torah, Parashas Bereishis, Paragimel, Pasuk says that after Adam made from Eitz Hadas, he in Adam Ayik Hechon Mimenu, Hodas Toi Vora, Atop and Yishlach Yodoy, Ochal Gam Eitz Achayim. Shporach was Chishesh, after Adam Rishon Eitz Eitz Hadas, this big chash is an Eitz Eitz Achayim, and there'll be problems, Ochal Vachay Lo Oilam, so he sent them out of Gan Eden. Says the Beis Halevi, that Hari, what's the chashash? Hari, anyway, there was the Yetz Hara existed even before Adam Eve from Yetz Hadas. It was the Nochash, was the Yetz Hara. The Yetz Hara existed both before Adam Eve from Yetz Hadas and after Eve from Yetz Hadas. So what's the big chashash now that Eve from Yetz Hadas is more liable to do Ra? Says the Beis Halevi, that before the Chet, the Yetz Hara was external. So it was easier to be mavchin between Tov and Ra. True, there was a Nisayan, but it was easier to differentiate between good and bad. Now that the Yetz Hara is inside the person, so the person is much more liable to be Chayte, because he has a Tarevis inside of him, between Tov and Ra. Beis Halevi brings a makar to this. Kamina Bereish Nida. It came in the Migufa Kachazia. That because she sees Dam in her, from herself, Mineyu Bey, this is much more of a reisa. It's more of a chashash. I don't think the Beis Halevi means that percentage wise, statistically, there's more of a chashash that she'll see. But it makes more of a reisa. It's not something external that makes her tummy. She made herself, makes herself tummy. Because that I see much more of a reisa. I can't say that everything is okay. She's Tahira. Don't be worried. No. It's not the case that she herself is a receiver for Tumah. Add on the Beis Halevi. Even though Rashi says different shot in the Gemara. Rashi says the chashash is because she's a lula liris. It says the Beis Halevi, Rashi says you need that also. It wasn't enough in Migufa Kachazia. But why do we need the Migufa Kachazia? You can't take out the Gemara and meet Pshuta. The Gemara says Migufa Kachazia. Only because the chashash is Migufa, are we bothered by the fact she's a lula liris. That is the Gevaldige Mahalach here of the Beis Halevi. But Nigger Svari here of Hillel, of Migufa Kachazia, Rashi says, means that she's a lula liris. So we should say that Hillel doesn't argue Mikra Adin. Hillel does not say, hold that Mida Araisa, Nisha does not have a Cheskus Taira. You bring the Gemara later on in the Fei, that the Chumra of our Mishnah is only the Gabi Kachim and Tyrus. Only the Gabi Kachim and Truma, sorry. Only if she touched Kachim or Truma, according to one man, the Omar, or Imetame. If she touched Chulin, we're not Imetame, Meis Leis, Mipkida, Lipkida. Only by touching Kachim. However, if Hillel holds Mikra, then she has no Chazaka. So this applies equally to Chulin and to Kachim. Why is Hillel only Machmir for Kachim and not for Chulin? Elmai must be the svar of Hillel is a chumr and kachim, and Mikra Adin, Hillel agrees to Shammai that you go with Chazaka. We should bring that from the Gemara later on. It's also Muchach from the Mishnah later on. Mishnah Nav Yudalad. The Mishnah says that if an Isha sees Dam right away after Tashmish, so she's Chayav a Karban, because she and the boy were Chayav a Karban because there's a B.S. Need over here. certain case she's chayv chatos. We know for sure that if mamish shas tashmish mamish, then chayv chatos. Right afterwards, then it's a suffik. She brings an asham talui. But after a few seconds, if she finds them, then she doesn't bring any karba. Shaila, why not? Hare, maybe the dam was there b'shas tashmish. Elamai, we use chazaka. Chazaka says that before tashmish, she was tahira. So we only find dam a few seconds after tashmish, and we can assume b'shas tashmish, she was tahira. Hare, if Hillel, that's good l'fi shamai. And if Hillel holds that there's a real suffik, so then she'd be chayv and asham tali. Maybe there was a bias need over here. The whole me'ez leis, if there was a tashmish in the whole last me'ez leis, she should be chayv and asham tali. So it's reading Kiddushin of Ayites already really brings this riot. It's muchach that even Hillel is only a chumra, but Mikra din Hillel agrees to Shammai that there is a chazak. Hillel says the reason that we're machmir over here is because she's a lula liris. That's what we're in the Gemara. So Imkain says the Shmaitza that it's muchach mar sugya that a chazaka asuri l'shtanois is called a chazaka. Hare every isha when she were massacred that she's tahira, we know that eventually she's going to see that. And yet midaraisa shami holds out it's a chazaka, and he'll also be the shami midaraisa it's a chazaka. So we see that a chazaka asuri l'shtanois is called a chazaka. That's the Shmaitza and Shmaitza Gimel Perakir. But he brings there the Marit. Marit in Chelek Aleph, Sin in Mem Aleph. Marit says that a chazaka, Shalom is Bara B'Shaita, is not a chazaka. And the big raya of the Marit is from Rashi in the beginning of Nida, or Rashi. Because she's a Lula Lirais, therefore she's no chazaka. Hillel's only Machmir for Kachim. For other things, for Chul and Hillel agrees that it is a chazaka. What's the pshat? So the Marit himself asks the question. Marit answers based on the Tesis Anam and Aleph, which we're about to mention. The Shemites argues that it's not pshat and Tesis. We'll see soon how they argue about pshat and Tesis. Hakuponim kafi the pash said varim. Before here in the Rishonim that a chazaka asur l'shtanos is yeh chazaka, and this din is only a chumer midrabanan. So one last point on this part of the Gemara, before we go back to talk about the Tesis. So the Rishonim have a question. Very good question. That the machlokes about Hillel and Shammai is whether the Isha has a chazaka. Shammai says she has a chazaka. Hillel says that's not considered a chazaka. That's all the Gabi the Isha. The nidun of our Mishnah is about the Tyrus. This Isha went and touched things. She touched things that were tar, food that was tar. What's the din of the food? Shammai is Megal and Hillel is Machmir. Hare, even if the Isha lost her chazaka l'fi Hillel, so the Isha doesn't have a chazaka. But the Tyrus had their chazaka. The Isha is a suffik, and the Tyrus have their chazaka. So why are we not minded the Tyrus in their chazaka? Why did they lose their chazaka? That is a big question over here. So, find the two drachim in the Rishonim about this question. The Ramban in Chulin Daf Pevav and the Tesis Rid in Ar Sugya and the Ritva in Kiddushin Daf Ayin Tes all say this one, the same Yisoid that we do not use a Cheskas Taira when there is a Vadai Negiya from a Sofek Tame. The Hainu. When a person has a Sofek Maga, you don't know whether the Sheretz touched you or not. So then we can use the Cheskas Taira. If you have a Cheskas Taira, then we can assume that you're still tar. The Sheretz, don't worry, he didn't get here. But if you have a Vadai Negiya, from something which is a Sofek Tameh, the Sofek Sheretz, Sofek Tzvardeya. Tzvardeya is not Metami. And this creature falls on you. And we don't know whether the creature is a Metameh or not. In this case, it's not Shaykh the din of Cheskas Taira. This is the biggest side of the Ramban. The Ramban brings raya to this from numerous cases, numerous sugyas and shas, and one of them is our sugya. That there's a vaday negiya of the isha. The isha definitely touched the tyrus. Our subject is about the isha. If she's tamei or she's tahira. In this case, I cannot use the cheskas tahira. What's the pshat? Why not? Because it's a reyesa. When we see a definite negiya, I can't say everything is okay. The yisoyedim chazak is to say, don't worry. Don't make problems. Let's just assume everything is okay. Everything until now was okay. You have, maybe things change and you have a reason to think that maybe they changed. That's true. Maybe. But if until now I thought this way, then you go fight just thinking the same way. But when I see a vaday negiya from someone that's a suffik tameh, I can't just say that everything is okay. All right. The story, there's definitely something to talk about over here. There definitely was a negiya. The only question is, who was the mitame? Who was the person that touched you? Was something that's tamei or tahor? But a vaday negiya is already ma'ur the chazaka tamei kara. You can't say that's daiganished. Everything's going to be okay. There's definitely a shayla in front of us. Then we don't use cheskas tahora. This is the biggest side of the Ramban. Prior to many dinim in Shas, the Beis Halevi and Chelek Beis in Zion and Chazon Ish. And your days have been reached as well in the Aras and Maseches Nida. They ask in the Ramban from numerous places that some of them were not like this Yisoid. It's a sugi b'fmeyatzma in Karamokim to get into the Raya's Yelik the Ramban, the Raya's Kineged the Ramban. But upon the Ramban's opinion is that when there is a Vaday Negiya from a Sofik Mitame, so we do not use Cheskas Tahora. That is one way to explain our Gemara, why we don't use the Chazak of the Tahoros. There's another way to explain from the Ritva in Erevin, Daflamid Vavman Aleph, brings about a similar case, not directly in our sugya, brings the Yisoid from the Rav Moshe Bar Shner, the Ram Bar Shner. Says the Ram Bar Shner that Chazaka only talks to the Sherish Adover, to the Sherish HaSofik. When you have two things that are totally, that Shaila B, which is totally an A. We can't use the chazaka of B to be machriya. We have to go with chazaka on the sherish adover. The Rambam Shner uses this to explain why when we have a person that was tevel in the mikvah, which we find to be chaser, so we use his cheskas tuma to machriya that he's vaday. Tarti the reisa, and we say that he's vaday tummy. And even if he touched Tyrus afterwards, Tyrus are also tummy. That's the Rambam Shner. Why are they tamei? Hare, they have their chazaka. He has his chazaka to say he's tamei. They have their chazaka to say that they're tar. Why do they lose their chazaka? Says the Rambam Shner. Because they are tali in him. He is the sherish hanover. So therefore, we can't use their chazaka. We have to use the chazaka that exists and the sherish of the nidah. So at first glance, it might seem similar to the Ramban. But it's really a different vart, different nakuta, different havana. The Ramban says when there's a vaday negiya, so there's a reis on the chazaka. We no longer can use chazaka. It's batla chazaka. There's a reis on the chazaka. The Rambam Shneir doesn't say that makes a reis. The Rambam Shneir says vart in which chazaka to listen to. We don't listen to the chazaka on the branches of the shaila. We listen to the chazaka on the sherish shaila. So here in the case he's talking about, the person went to the mikvah, and we say that he's tamei based on his chazaka. So memela, we no longer listen to the chazakas that exist and things that he touched afterwards. His cheskas tuma was already machriya. That's the side of the Rambam Shner. So in the Tzeis Rashi by us, when he asks this question about the Tyrus, it seems like he's answering, I'll be the Tyrus of the Rambam, the side of the Rambam Shner. Because the we have to go with the Sherish HaDavar. The Sherish HaDavar is the Isha. And she is Besafik. So we can't use the Chazak of the Tyrus. We have to dana whatever the din of the Isha is. Because she is Besafik, so maybe the Tyrus are also Besafik. That's two drachen. Each one is a big Yisoid in Chazakas. The Ramban is Yisoid of Minga Reyesa. And the Rambam Shner saying a Yisoid about which Chazaka we use. So I have to see soon about the Gemara Amud Beis how to apply this klal of the Ram Bar Shneir. When does this apply? But I'll apply that the two drachim. Why not using the chazak of the Teres? We now go back to Teizan Amud Aleph. Teizan Amud Aleph has a bam kasha. And it's before in the Gemara it says this, that Shammai we hold to use chazaka. And Hillel agrees that midaraita we use chazaka. Only midrabanan we are machmer and only by kachin. Asks Tesis, Hare, we know that tzavi tuma versus a yachid, sveik oitame. And if out of the Mishnah Be'ach is talking about even a versus a yachid. So in Cain, why can we use chazaka? Hare, even in mokum chazaka, we see tzavi tuma versus a yachid, sveik oitame. So who cares that the Isha has a cheskas taira? Tzavi tuma versus a yachid, sveik oitame. That's a big question. Huge question on our mission. Says Tesis that even though Tzavi Tumah Shayachid is Sveik Eitame, that's only when you have a question, Yikanu Lahaba. I have a question if a person became Tame right now. What fell on him, something touched him. We don't know if it was a Sheretz or not a Sheretz. Or we know it's definitely a Sheretz and we don't know if it touched him or not. All cases like this, that's the case of Saita. We learn that from Saita. That Saita, we don't know if she became Tamei or not. She was Nivola to the Boyel or not. We don't know. But it looks like the Torah there was Machmir to be Metameir. So also we're Metame. However, by us, it's a different case as Tesis. By us, we know for sure that she's Tamei. Our question is, was she Tamei yesterday or not? It's called the Tuma Lemafreya. I want to know, Lemafreya, yesterday when she was Isaac and Tyrus, was she Tomei at that point or not? Says Tyrus, I cannot learn out of Saita to give a Tomei Lemafreya. My Lima from Saita is only in questions that are Mikanu Lahaba. But on Lemafreya, I don't learn out of Saita. What's the vert? Why is Lemafreya better? So the Shemaitza, and Shemaitza Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph, and Rabbi Kiviger here in the Chidushim, they explain that because B'Shas Maisa, there was no Reyesa. So, it's less of a suffix. There's less of a Reyesa in the Chazaka. The Chazaka, B'Shas Maisa, when she was Isaac of Tyrus, we had no Shaila. Only now we have a Shaila, after she sees that. So that's less of a that's less going against her, that's less of a Chashash on her. So that we can't learn out of Saita. We only find by Saita when the Chashash is right now. When it's a Shaila of Lama Freya, We don't learn how to say it. That's the sign of Tesis. But in the klal of Tesis, we have a machlekes, a marsha, and a maram. But the maram understood that Tesis means you never learn how to say it to bichlal when it's tumala mafreya. You can't learn how from say it to bichlal, no lima from say it. The marsha is a machiach natari from the Gemara later on. But even by mikvah, which is nimsel chaser, Gemara had said that she told me only Rishus HaYochid, not Rishus HaRabbit. Because the Klal is Tavik Tumah, Rishus HaYochid, Tzvei Koy Tame. Says the Marasha, Hare, it's Tumah Lamafreya. B'Shas Maisa, the person went into the mikveh, there was no Shaila. Only after he came out of the mikveh, the next day we found that it was Chaser. B'Shas Maisa, there was no Suffolk. So how is it Shaykh and the leader of the Dinah Tavik Tumah, Rishus HaYochid? So with this says the Marasha, you say, the Tesis didn't mean you don't learn out Bechlau. Tesis meant that when someone has a Cheskas Taira, so then we can't learn out to Mimtami Lamafreya. So this Isha by us in the Mishnah has a Cheskas Taira, so we're not Mimtami Lamafreya. That's the Klal of Tesis. Mashain in the case of the Mikvah, because in that case, there's a Chazaka Keneged Chazaka. There's the Cheskas HaMikvah Keneged the Cheskas HaGavra. So at the end, you're left with no Chazaka. So in a case where there's no chazaka, then we could learn out from mikvah, we could learn out from tzoyta, to be metame lemafreya bevadai. Every tzoyta has two chidushim to it. Number one, she has a cheskas heter, and she loses that. But number two, she not only also misafik, she's also bevadai. And who are then every tzoyta to mishayochid has both of those chalakim? it loses the Cheskas Taira. And also it's Tamei Bevadai. So says the Marsha, when someone has a Cheskas Taira, then we can't learn out from Seita that they lose their Cheskas Taira. On the question of Luma Freya, then you don't learn out of Seita that you lose the Chazak. That is the Machlekes Maram and the Marsha, how to learn Pshat in Tosfos. Now we mentioned before that the Marit holds that a chazaka shalom is bara b'shaita is not a chazaka. And Marit asks on himself that in Cain, why is the chumrah here only l'gabei truma and kachim? Why not l'gabei chulin? So he answers Marit that because there are cases, the case of tumah l'mafreya. So because it's tumah l'mafreya, therefore we learn out that it's not doimit saita. And in Mela, it's like Savik Tumah Bereshus HaRabim, which is Tar. We see by Savik Tumah Bereshus HaRabim that not only is it that you don't have the din of the Chumra of Savik Tumah Bereshus HaYochid, but rather the din is Fakert. The din is that it's actually Tar. By Savik, we're Matir B'Savik. We're Matir. So too, any case which is not Deimit HaSaita, like Lemafreya, so that itself is a reason that it should be tar. So because our case is a case of lama freya, so that's why we'll be mitar, because it's not doing mitaseita. It's a svara to be mitar in the rishus, even in the rishus ayach. That's how the Marit learns pshat in Taisis. And the Shemaitis says, if you look in Taisis, it's clear from the whole Taisis, not this way. Taisis Mama Chappelle to learn this way. But Akuponim, that was the Marit's hatala for himself to learn pshat. And because it's lafreya and it's not doing mitzvah seita, that itself is a reason to be mitar. Oh. Tesis then goes on to prove that the chumra of me'es l'es is not only in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, but even in Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Tesis writes in the Gemara later on in Daf Hei, and from his gears in the Gemara by us, according to that opinion of Tesis that applies even in Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Ask Stasis, why are we machmir in Rosh Hashanah Rabbin? And by a regular suffik, we're making the Rosh Hashanah in Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. And this suffik is more common than a regular suffik. A regular suffik in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, we're machmir. So you're Tami Bevadai. And here we don't say that. Here we hold the Mikr Midarai, so you're Tar. So this suffik is obviously more common than a regular suffik. So if so, why are we more machmir when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Rabbin? Answer says that it's true the suffix has a tzad that it's more kal, because it's l'mafreya, but also has a tzad that it's more chomor, because there's vaday dam lefaninu, so it has a tzad that it's more chomor. In this case, we don't have a limud from Saita. We only have a limud from Saita to be metayr in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim when there's no vaday tumah lefaninu. But occasionally there's a vaday tumah lefaninu, we can't learn out the Taira of Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. So Tosfos, as the Maisa, made our Mishnah not like Seita in either way, both by Savik Tumah Bereshus HaYochid or by Savik Tumah Bereshus HaRabbin. Mitzad Echad, it's more kal by us because it's Mafreya. Therefore, even in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you could still be Tahar. Mitzad Sheni, it's more Chomor because there's Vare Tumah Lefaneinu. So then we don't have the klal of Savik Tumah Bereshus HaRabbin. That's the first teretz of Tesis. Tesis is another teretz, and because it's a question of re'iya, we only find by Savik Tumah Bereshus HaRabbin when the question is did you touch the tumah. But here the question if she herself became a metame, whether she became the makura tumah, the ava tumah. In this case, we don't learn that from Saita to be metar. Those are the two teretzim of Tesis. Akupan, in the opinion of Tesis, is by Savik Tumah Bereshus HaRabbin, we still machmer by me'eslis shebenida. And the Ramban and other Rishonim argue, the Marshal said that Rashi argues, they hold that we are metar by Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. Whole chumra of our mission is only by Rosh Hashanah Yochid. It's all around, the machlek is the ma'is around having a pshat and gemara daf hei and beis. So we'll leave this for there, for daf hei, to talk about this nida and pshat in the gemara there. Just one aura on the question of thesis. The first question we mentioned is that why do we not say Savik Tumah Bereshus HaYochid Sveikoi Tamei by Anida? So the Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Aleph, Perek Tetzvav, says the Chiddush to answer Tetzvav's discussion. Says the Shmaitza that the Pnei Yeshua tells us that Cheskas HaGuf is stronger than other Chazokas. It's based on a Gemara in Ksubis HaFayin Heim, Tetzvav there. Cheskas HaGuf is better than a regular Chazokah Dedina. Normally the Chazokah talks about the Din. Did the Din change or not? If you want to know whether a sharetz touched you, we want to know whether you became whether you changed from being tamei to becoming tar. Did an isha get a get? Did she become from being an ashes ish to being a penuya? That's a question in the change of the din. Other chazakas refer to change in the guf. We want to know, an isha was a besula. We want to know whether she became a beula or not. That's a change in the guf. An isha did not have mumin. Now we want to know whether she got a mum. Had to change in her guf. So Cheskas HaGuf is stronger than Chazakat Adina. We're in the sugya there, in Ksubas Tafayinei. The reason is that the Cheskas HaGuf talks about the Shirish HaDavar. The question about the din is totally in the change of the guf. So if in one case you have the Cheskas HaGuf saying one way, and the Chazakah of the din saying the other way, so you go with the Cheskas HaGuf, because that's the Chazakah and the Shirish HaDavar. That's the Yisoyer of Ches HaGuf. The Bnei Yeshua says that Ches HaGuf is stronger than Roiv. Because Hari Ein Hochel Mamaman Acher HaRoiv. And it's before in the Gemara there that Ches HaGuf is Yemaitzi Mamaman. It's the Hachro of Ches HaGuf is stronger even than that of Roiv. So Mamela says the Shmaitza. Legat B'Sovik Tum Bershus HaYachid. Where we go with roiv, if there's a roiv latayr, we use it to be natayr. So imkain, kol shkain, we should use the Cheskas HaGuf. And the Cheskas HaGuf should have a question whether the guf changed. When the isha started seeing dam, it's shooting the guf. And she'd use that chazaka to say that she's tayra, even in Rosh Hashanah. Because it's a better achra than roiv. Meil, that's the issue on the question of tesis. That is the mahalach of the Shmaitz. Very nice mahalach. Rabbi Chanan in Ksubis is Reish Hamechei explains that even though Ches HaGuf is stronger than Reiv, but Lamais it's still mitam chazaka. And in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it was said in halacha that you don't use any chazaka. Even two chazakas or 100 chazakas you don't use in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Meil, we don't use even a Ches HaGuf. That's the answer is Pshat and Taisus. Why Taisus did not say, like the Shmaitza, the B'zei Ches HaGuf, even in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Chor Nikar Nidin, Yesh Lefakvek Ksas, Nikar Nidin here, that we could say that a Nida, whether seeing Dam or not seeing Dam, is not a difference in the Guf. A question if a person started bleeding or not, so doesn't make him a different Guf. It's a person who's bleeding, but that's not itself a difference. If the dam coming out of the guf doesn't make the guf different. A guf, an isha being a besula or a be'ula is a different situation of the guf. A person getting mumin, it's a psul in the guf, it's a shini in the guf. But an isha that sees dam, isha loves him, that's not called a shini in her guf. The nafkamina is, did her din change? Did she become temeya? Now the Lashon HaGemara is isha to becheskas tayra in medis. Mara doesn't say that she has a chazaka not to see them. That's a change in the guf. Mara's mashu talking about the chazaka of her din. Whether she has a din of being tahira or being tamea. That'd be the b'chari, the simple way to read the Gemara. However, the Shemaitah took on that way. That is the shini in her guf. And maybe he wants to say that Cheskas HaGuf works even in Rosh Hashanah. That's the ikar din of the Shemaitah, and also in the Chinda Shleim and Yeridea, Simin Chafei, that we use the Cheskas HaGuf, even my Sovik Toma Bershus HaYoch. One other interesting point about the question of Tesis that we should use Sovik Toma Bershus HaYoch. What does Machlek is in Achrayin and what Tesis means? Who is in the Bershus HaYoch? Does Tesis mean the Isha touched things in the Bershus HaYoch? The Isha should be Tomei meaning Sovik Toma Bershus HaYoch. Is that Tesis Kavona? Tesis Kavona is that whenever the Sovik was Noilad, Hainu, 24 hours ago, when it's considered the latest asafik, if at that point Isha was in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, so machriya on her that she's tamei, and mela anything she touches afterwards is automatically tame. And if she's in Rosh Hashanah, then she's tahira, and the things she touches afterwards are also tahira. And we go with the place that Isha is when the suffix was nailad. Or do we go that whatever, and based on anything she touches, she touches things in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, they should be tame. She touches things in the Rosh Hashanah, and they should be tar. What's the nidui? Haray, if a person has a suffix sheretz, it falls on him, in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, so he passed down to him that he's tame. And then afterwards, wherever he goes the rest of the day, no matter where he is, he's always tame. Anything he touches, even in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, is going to be tame. And what then the opposite? If the Suffolk Sheretz falls on him in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, so he passed down by him that he's tar. So even if he would afterwards go into Rosh Hashanah Yochid and touch things, he would also be tar, because he's tar. If that's true, then L'chayru, we would say the same thing by this Nida. Wherever she was when the Suffolk was Noilad, Paskin about her at that time, that she is Tameya, if she's in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So Meila, even if afterwards she goes to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, will still say that she's Tameya. Because we already Paskin about her that she's Tameya. And therefore anything she touches, even in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, should be Tameya. That's what we would assume. But the Achronim bring a Mishnah and Tyrus at the Mavur, not this way. L'chayra. The Mishnah in Tyrus, Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, says that if you have a person who's a Mesukan, he is about to die, and we don't know whether he already died. Could be he already died. We have no doctor on hand to tell us whether he's alive or dead. So it says there in the Mishnah that anyone that touches him in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid is Tamei. If we later bring him out to the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, anyone that touches him there is going to be tar. Because now it's a subject to Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Then if we'll bring him, this Mesukin, we'll bring him back into the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Anyone that touches him now will be Tameh, because he's in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And back and forth. Goes back and forth. So what's Takap Shat? Harei L'chayro, wherever he is when he became a Mesukin, we should paskin on him that he's Tameh. That it goes based on that Rishus. If he became a Mesukin in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, then we should paskin on him that he's Tameh. And anyone that touches him from now on will automatically be Tamei. And who is in the opposite in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim? So why does the Mishnah say not this way? Why does the Mishnah say that we always done based on where he is? So Reb Chaim Oizer, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Aleph, in the Chazon Ish, in Yerideya, Simen Sariches, Sivkaton, Vav, they say, as before we hear in this Mishnah, the din of Safik to Rosh Hashanah Yochid or Rosh Hashanah Rabim never paskins the guf ha-safik, never paskins the sherish ha-dover, whether there's a metame or not. It was only said on Kabbalah's Tumah. You want to know whether you got Tumah or not? So I could say that you didn't, that in Rosh Hashanah Rabim you did not get Tumah. In Rosh Hashanah Yochid you did get Tumah. That's what it says. But the sherish ha-dover, whether there is a metame or not, that never paskins. That always stays as a suffix. That's the Yisrael, which is Muchach here in this Mishnah. So Mela, it always goes on the people that touch the Mesukan. That's only where that happens. But the Mesukan himself, we're never going to paskin on him, whether he's Tamei or Tar. So now coming back to us by Nida. Tez Reb Chaim Oizer, the same thing by Nida. By Nida, she's the Sherish Adover. She is the Metami. She's the Avatoma. So the din of Safek Tumah Rosh Hashanah Yochid or Rosh Hashanah Rabim will never paskin about her, whether she's Tamei or Tahira. Just paskin about the Tahiras. When she touches things, so then we can use the Psach, Safek Tumah Rosh Hashanah Yochid or Rosh Hashanah Rabim, to paskin about them. But never going to paskin about her. She's always the Safek. So it's totally wherever she goes, wherever she touches those things, will paskin based on the Rishus that they were in. That is the opinion of Reb Chaim Oizer. Chazon Ish, however, says not this way. Chazon Ish there says that even though the Isha is an Avat Tumah, but Yisoid, she's not the Sherish of the Nidui. The Dam is Metami her. It's not Metami her because it touches her externally, not because she's Mekabel Tumah from the Dam. Rather, when she sees Dam, she becomes Tameya. But the nida lefoneinu is about the dam, not about the isha. So mamela, the isha kilu is being mekabel tuma from the dam. She is a second shlav from the dam. The shirish the adavar is the dam. So mamela, we could paskin about the isha, just like things that touch the suffic mace, paskin based on them because they're getting tuma from the mace. So to the isha is being mitami mikoyach the dam. So I can pass him based on where the Isha is when the Suffolk is Noilad. And if she'll be in Rosh Hashayachin, then we'll be passing about her, that she's Tomei, and Mela, anything she touches afterwards, will also be Tomei. One other Chashuv idea here, and it's Amar, and the Tafez Amar Aleph, is Rashi says in the bottom Rashi, about the Gerson in the Gemara. There was a Gerson in the Gemara that said that we only use Cheskas Taira by Safik Noga, Safik Loi Noga. So Rashi says Loi Garsinan. Because there, it's because Safik Tumar Shuzar Abba Mistar. It's not because of Chazaka. So before in Rashi here, that to Mitar and Shuzar Abba, we don't need to come out to Cheskas Taira. Rather, there's a Fusa from Saita. Safik Tumar Shuzar Abba Mistar. Taisus, the bottom Taisus here, agrees with Rashi and Din, that Safik Tumar Shuzar Abba Mistar, even without a Cheskas Taira. But Tay says you could still be Mekayin the Gerson the Gemara. Because both of them are true. In Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you have number one, a reason to be Metayer, because of Cheskas Taira. And number two, we have the Halacha, Safik Tumar Shuzar Abba Mistar, even Malkum that there's no Cheskas Taira. So why do we ever need the Chazaka? Typically, because the Halacha Moshe Sinai, which works even without Chazaka. Says Taisus, takes basis on the Gemara and Nazir, that the Afusa from Saita is only when it could actually be possible that to say Safik Kevadai. When a person has a Safik Tuma, so it's possible that he's Tame. It's possible that he's Tar. So in Rosh Sarabim we say he's Tar, and in Rosh Sayach we say he's Tame. Let's say a different case. There's Tuma that landed on one of two people. It can't be that both of them are Vadai Tame, because one of them is going to be Tar. And also can't be that both of them are Vadai Tar, because one of them is Tame. So in this case, there's no Yafusa from Saita. In this case, even in a Rosh Hashayachid, we're not going to say that both of them are Tamei Bevadai. Today's learns are in the case of two Nazirim, and one of them, Kazaisim and Amei, so landed on one of them. So each one doesn't have to bring a Karban Tumah, because only one of them is Tamei. We don't know how to say Tumah Rosh Hashayachid, and we'll Tamei both of them, because one of them has to be Tamei. So he says, who then we can learn out something from Rishus Arabim to be mitayer both of them, because one of them is a short tummy, and it's a tarti disaster. So in this case, we have no yafusa from Saita Bichla, and that's the case where we need to come out to Cheskas Taira in Rishus Arabim. If this would happen in Rishus Arabim, so both of them are going to be tar because they have a Cheskas Taira. So that's why we need the halacha, even in Rosh Hashanah, we need the halacha of Cheskas Taira, because there are certain cases where we cannot learn out from Saita, when there's a tarti disasri, and that's why we need the halacha of Safek Tumah Rosh Hashanah. However, says Taisus, if this happens in Rosh Hashayachid, so in Rosh Hashayachid, we cannot use the Cheskas Taira. And therefore, both of them are Tamei Misafik. They're not both Tamei Bivadai, because that I do not learn out of Saita. But they are both Tamei Misafik in Rosh Hashayachid. But in Rosh Hashanah, they're both Tar. Not because of Saita, but rather because each one has their own Chazaka. Asks the Maharam in Chulin Daf Testament Beis that if when it's Einu Yochel Liyos, we don't learn out of Saita. So Im Kain, why is there a difference between Rosh Hashayachid and Rosh Hashanah? Just like we are Ma'inid on Chazaka in Rosh Hashanah. Because even though we don't have a limit from Saita, but if we still have Chazaka, so we can use Chazaka in Rosh Hashanah. So why can we not use Chazaka in Rosh Hashayachid? How do we don't learn this out of Saita? Says the Maharam a big Yusayit. That even though we don't learn out of Saita, that's only to the din of Safik Kivadai. As we mentioned before, in Saita there are two halachas. Number one, that you don't use a Cheskas Taira. And number two, Safik Kevadai. So the Svar of Taisus was to say that we don't say Safik Kevadai when there's a tarti desasri. Because it can't be vada. It can't both of them are vada tame is impossible. It's tarti desasri. But the other halacha that in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you lose your cheskas taira, that we could learn out even when it's tarti desasri. Both of them could lose their cheskas taira. That's possible. They can't be both vada tame. They could both be safik tame. So in this case, when there's a tarti desasri, we don't learn out from stoitiv to the din of being tamei bevada. But we can still learn out the chelek that you lost your cheskos tairu. Therefore, in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, each of them are tamei misafik. But in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, so then you can be mitair. Abi api the cheskos tairu. That is the malach of tesis, api the maram. Kabbalah the katesis. How to get said in tesis. Hakoponim mevor ledina, both from Rashi and tesis by us, that the din of Safik Tumah Rosh Hashanah Rabim works even without Cheskas Taira. However, this is not Pashut. The opinion of Tesis in Saita Daf Chavches and in Nozir Daf Nun Zayin is that there's no unique halacha of Safik Tumah Rosh Hashanah Rabim. And that the whole din of Safik Tumah Rosh Hashanah Rabim is that we can learn it out from Safik Tumah Rosh Hashanah Yochid. The Chumrah of Safik Tumah Rosh Hashanah Yochid was not said in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. But there's no new halacha to be metayer in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So the only reason they were actually metayer in Rosh Hashanah Rabim is only because of chazaka. In the case where there is no chazaka, we will not be metayer. That's their opinion. V'idivrei the Gemara by us is much better. You don't have the dichukim of Rashi and Taz. Rashi is not geiris. The Safik Naga Taz is geiris. It says something about a certain case. Feed them the Gemara here is much more glatt. We're saying that we use Cheskas Taira is by Savik Noga, Savik Loi Noga. A lot of the Gemara is not going on in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, because their Lamais were Mitame. Elamai the Gemara is going on in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. And Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Lamaisa, the reason that we're retired is only because of Cheskas Taira. And that is the simple and the glatt way to read the Gemara by us. But Rashi and Tais that held that it works even without Cheskas Taira had to be Nidchak in the Gemara. We now come to the Gemara Amud Beis. Gemara Amud Beis asks on both Hillel and Shammai from the din of mikvah. The mikvah, person went into the mikvah, and then he comes out, and later on we see the mikvah is chaser. So the din is that we're metame b'mafreya, we're metame b'vaday. The Gemara asks that if he Shammai, it's kasher b'chlaw we're metame. And if you heal it's kash, it's shver. Why we're talking about that? It should be a suffix. So this point in the Gemara is already a ha'ara. That two ha'aras in this question in the Gemara. Number one, we only said that Shammai was that Hillel was machmir because it's a reis migufa. In this case, the mikvah is also a reis migufa. Rashi says and before that it was a lula lirais. You have that by mikvah also. And also by Chavis, where the wine turns into Chaymetz. You also have that most cases wine turns into Chaymetz. So Minasvara, I would have thought not. But the Ritva says yes. The Ritva says that the Svara, that it's very easy and very liable and likely to see by them, is Shaykh by Chavis and Mikvah also. Mikvahs, at least the Mikvahs in those times would often become Chaser. And I guess the wine would often turn into Chaymetz. So even in these cases, we say the svara of alula lirais. That's mavur in the Ritva. And I said luli the Ritva, there'd be another way to explain mechayra. That the Gemara's question here is that we should use chazaka to hashta itself. The fact that we see a chaser lefaneinu, that itself is a reason to assume that it was always chaser. Hare, it's mavur in the Gemara that without our Mishnah, we would understand the din by mikvah. And the Gemara did not yet know Tarti L'Reyesa. How can we, so if so, why should it be Vaday Tame? It was originally Shalim, and now it's Chaser. Why should it be Vaday Tame? Elmai, it's mentioned in the Gemara, that the Gemara held, that because it's Chaser Lefaneinu, that itself is a reason to assume that it was always Chaser. And from a minute after we checked it last time, it was always Chaser. Every time that we have a Chazaka that starts off one way and then it changes later on. Originally we saw it as Shalim, now we see it as Chaser. So what's the din? Do we say that a Kali was originally Shalim? we'll assume it was shalom until the last possible moment. Or do we say that because it's chaser now, I'll assume that it was chaser until, from the time that you checked it last, the minute after you checked it, from then it became chaser. Which way do we go? So in our Mishnah it's Mavur, in Shammai it's Mavur, and we use the Chazaka to make Kara. And Hillel only argues because it's a Reyes and Migufa, but we use the Chazaka to make Kara. So could be that the Gemara is proving from this din by Mikvah that we say on the opposite. We say that because now it's Chaser, we assume it was Chaser since the last Bedika. So I'm not just saying this in a vacuum, in the Gemara in Kiddushin of Ayin Tes, also as asks a question from Mikvah. And it's Kamak Mukha in the Gemara this Yisoid. There the Gemara talks about someone who was a Naira and then becomes a Begeris. And Rav says that we take on that she was a Begeris from the beginning of the day. And Shmuel says we don't take that on. And then the Gemara asks from Mikvah on Shmuel. I know the fear Rav, it's good. Because Rav says that if she's a Begeris now, then we'll take on that she's a Begeris from the beginning of the day. So we understand that then by Mikvah. But on Shmuel, it's Shver. And the Gemara there is Lachara saying that according to Rav, we take on that we go with the Hashta. We go with what we see right now to assume it was always this way. And that's the same thing we see by Mikvah. So that could be the Pshat in the Gemara by us also. So even though Mikvah is not Chaser Vas, even though Mikvah is not Reyes Amigufa, but because right now we see a mikvah which is chaser, so we'll assume that it was always chaser. So also in our Mishnah, we should say the same thing. Because we see Dam Lefaneinu, so we should assume that for the whole last day, she also is seeing Dam. That could be the question of the Gemara, and therefore we do not need to say that mikvah and chavis are like a reyes amigufa. Another question here in Pshat, that we mentioned before, the din of Hillel is only by kachim and truma. It's not by chulin. So what does Gemara here go ask questions on Hillel? Hare Hillel sheet was a unique chumra in our Mishnah by Kachin. So in the case of Mikveh, after we could say that there the Tumah is also only the Gabi Kachim, even though no one has told us that. Gemara goes on later to ask from Truma, from Hafrasha by Tevel. And there it's not only Nagei Lagabi Kachim, it's Nagei Mikra Adin. So in the Chidud Halachas from the Sidri Taira, he says that in a Ram by mikvah we could say it's only by kachim, and by or truma, and by chavis he says because the question is a question of tevel, so tevel also is like truma, and therefore also the chumra of Hillel should be set over there. That's what he says. When the Rashi and the Ritva of four different mahalach, they say that the Gemara did not yet know that the time of Hillel was only by kachim and truma. The Gemara at this point held that Hillel was Me'ikar Adin. It's even Midarais, it's a Safik. And that's why the Gemara is able to ask on Hillel from other cases. Because they held that the sheet of Hillel is really a klal. It wasn't said only by Truma and Kachin. There's still a lot to be said here about the Hemshah Gemara, the Shaklavataria here, and specifically about Tarti L'Reyesa. What the klal of Tarti L'Reyesa is, have to say another shir, on the Sugya, about the Indian of Tarti L'Reisa, and explaining other points here in the Shaka Tari of the Gemara. That's time for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com. ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai. This shiur is part 2 of a 2-part series.
Nida Daf Beis, shiur 2. Coming to explain the Shakotari and the Gemara Namad Beis about Mikvah and Chavis. A lot of Yisraelis come out of this sugya. Gemara asks the Tirif that by Mikvah we see that it's Tamei Vadai, and in our Mishnah we see that it's a Safek, if he Hillel, if he Shammai, it's Vadai Tor. Says the Gemara that there is the Cheskas Tumah of the Gavra, because the person is Tamei, if we're Maimed him Becheskasai. By Shinkin by us, there's no other Chazaka. It's because there's another Chazaka, that's why he's Tamei Vadai. Says the Gemara, Adarabu. Let's say the opposite. Hamid mikvah b'ches kasoi, She put the mikvah in its chazakah of being shalem, and therefore we should assume there's no chisaron in the mikvah. So it's mavur in the Gemara that because of the chazakah of the mikvah goes against the chazakah of the gavra, that's why we should assume that it's chaser, that it's shalem. So this machlokes rishonim how to explain this question in the Gemara. When the Gemara says adarabba, the Teis HaRosh and the Ran and the Chidushim here, they say that the Pshat and the Adarab of the Gemara is that we should say exactly the opposite. We should say that your Vadai Tor, because there's a Chazak of the Mikvah, and that the Mikvah is Shalim, therefore we should say that the person that went in was Vadai Tor. Also the Mizrahi, Belio Mizrahi and Sefer Mayim Amukim, also explains the Gemara this way, and the Marit and Rabbi Kiveger, the Gedolim Mefarshim explain that the Adrab of the Gemara here means that it should be Vadai Tor. However, the Teis Yishonim in Kiddushin Avayintes and the Marshabayos, they say that the question of the Gemara's Adrab is that it should be a Suffolk. You said that because the Cheskas Tum of the Gavra is Vadai Tomei. No. Hare against the Cheskas Tum of the Gavra, there's the Cheskas Shalim of the Mikvah. So it's a Chazakah against the Chazakah, and therefore it should be a Safik. And why did you say that it is Vadai Tomei? That was the question of the Gemara. So do we say that the Adrabi here means that the Cheskas Shalim of the Mikvah should be Machriya BeVadai, that it's Tahor? That's the Teis HaRosh and the Ran and others. And the Teis HaShoyim and the Marshal say that it should be a Safik against a Chazakah against the Chazakah, and therefore we should be left with a suffix. There's a riot from the Hemshecha Gemara about how to say Pshat over here. Because in the Gemara in the Hemshecha had the same question by Chavitz. By Chavitz, the din is that it's a suffix. So Mor Hasan Shammai, Shammai holds that it's Vadai Tor, we use the Chazaka de Meikara, and by Chavitz we see that it's a suffix. So the Gemara says there the same thing, that Hamid Tevel Al Cheskosei. And then the Gemara says, "Adarabba, Hamid Yayin Al Cheskosei." So the same Adarabba that we have here, we have there. So the Chavitz means we have the same Machlokes. The Fi the Rosh and the Ran, it means therefore it's Vadai Truma. And the Fi the Teis HaShonim and the Marsha, what it means is that it's a Suffolk. But there in the Gemara, it's Muchach that the question was that it should be Vadai. If the Gemara is asking there that it should be a Suffolk, so there's no kasha. The din by Chavis is that it's a suffix. We're coming to explain why it's a suffix. So the Fi, the Teis HaShonim and the Marsha, it's very simple why. Because it's a chazak against a chazakah, and therefore it's a suffix. And the din is very, very understandable. By us, by Shammai, there's only one chazakah, the Cheskas Taira of the Isha. And that's why we take on that she's Taira Vadai. By Shengen there, there's a chazak against a chazakah, therefore it's a suffix. So what's the kasha? Bishlama like the Teis HaRosh, the Gemara is saying that because of the Cheskas Hayayin, it should be Vadai Truma. So the Gemara is asking a kasha. There it says it's a suffix. We should ask the Gemara, we should use the Chazaka of the Truma, of the Yayin, say that it's Vadai Truma. But Lefi the Teis HaShonim and the Marsha, there's no kasha over there in the Chanami. The din, because it's a chazaka against the chazaka, therefore it's bemes a safik. So the Teis HaShonim is already bothered by this. Teis HaShonim mikidushin there. The Bible Shari doesn't answer the kasha. The Marsha Baya says that the Gemara is asking because it's more in the Gemara that the fear of Shimon by Chavis it's a safik, but the fear of the Rabbanon by Mikvah that holds its Vadai, so also by Chavis they hold its Vadai. The Gemara is asking the Fi Shitas Chachomim that hold by Chavis it's Vadai. We should say that it's Vadai Tevel. Ask the Gemara that we should say Adarabba and we should make it a Chazaka against the Chazaka and it should be a Safik. That's how he gets out of the Gemara later on. But upon the Mashmais of the Gemara later on, the simple Mashmais would be like the Teis HaRosh and the Ran. And we say Adarabba, we mean that it's Vadai. We should use 100% the Chazaka of the Mikvah to be machriya, and who went in there, we should use the chazak of the yayin to be machriya, and it should be vadai truma. Akoponim, the sheet of the Tezer Rosh and the Rani's explanation. It's in Havana, it's much more easy to understand the Tezer Shanim and the Marsha. The cloud always, when you have a Chazaka against the Chazaka, is that you're left with a Safik. So that's what they hold. That's when we have the Cheskas Agavra of Tumah, connected the Cheskas Shlemus of the Mikvah. So it's a Safik. Very good. What Pshat in the Tezer Rosh and the Ran, and all those that say that it's Vadai Tor, in this Shlav of the Gemara has Adarab. So I found three drachim to explain why we would say that it's Vadai Tor. So the Sidrei Taira in Simen Kuf Sarites of Katan Mem brings from the Mizrahi, the Reim, in Maim Mukim, he knows that it's Vadai Tor. He explains there, with the Yisoyin Chazokas, Big Yisoyin Chazokas, and a chazaka, we always done about the Sheirish Hadover. When there are two chazakas on the same nidrin, coming from two different angles, so we deal with the one that deals with the Sheirish Hashayla, with the Ikar Hashayla. We don't deal with the chazaka that's dealing with a prat, a toilada of the Ikar Hashayla. Like by us, Hare, there's the Cheskas Tum of the Gavra and the Cheskas Sholim of the Mikvah. But the nidan lefanenu was the mikvah sholim or not? If the mikvah was sholim, then the person lost his cheskas tuma. If the mikvah was chaser, then he still stays in his cheskas tuma. So the real nidan is what we want to know about is the mikvah. The din that's important to us is the person tamei or tar. The way to know is he tamei or tar is by realizing what happened in the mikvah. If he went into a kosher, a mikvah, he's tar. If he went into a puzzle, a mikvah, he's tameh. So the shirish hadavar of whether the person is tameh or tar is tali in the din of the mikvah. Mela says the Mizrahi that we use the chazaka that deals with the mikvah because that's the shirish hadvarim, and we don't deal with the chazaka that's on the gavra because he is a tailada of the din of the mikvah. And once we're able to be machriya, the mikvah was chaser. The mikvah was sholim, because the mikvah mitaratzmoy had its own chazaka. So its chazaka is machriya, and it is sholim. Memela were machriya that the person that went in is also tar, because he went into a mikvah which is sholim. This is the big yisoid of the Mizrahi, as the Sidur Torah points out there, and many others do also. The Sisayit already is brought down in the Ritva, in Erevin, Davam Midvav, B'Shem, the Ram Bar Shner, Rav Moshe Bar Shner, says the same Yisayit, Klape, the Gemara there. The Gemara there, it's Mavur, that a person puts a mikvah, puts an Erev Tchumin. He puts it in Erev Shabbos, and he uses Truma, and he puts Truma, which is Tahira, as his Erev. And then he comes on Shabbos morning when he wants to go outside of the city, and he takes a look at his Eruv, and he sees a Sheretz on the Eruv. So the Truma is now Tomei. And he doesn't know, was it Tomei when Shabbos started, or was it not Tomei when Shabbos started? If Eruv was already Tomei when Shabbos started, then it's a Pasul Eruv, because you cannot be Ma'ariv with Truma Tmeya. If when Shabbos started, the Eruv was Tar, and it only became Tomei on Shabbos, so then the Eruv is Kosher, because as long as the Eruv is Tar, when Shabbos starts, then it's a kosher Erev. So we don't know which was the Sheretz here before Shabbos, or did it only come on Shabbos. And the Gemara there says that we use the Chazaka of the Truma, because the Truma was originally Tar, so we could take on that when Shabbos started, the Truma was also Tar. Ask the Rishonim, all right, there's the person has a Chazaka that's connected to the Chazaka of the Truma. He has a Chazaka that's called Cheskas Tchum Besoy. We assume that he was in the tchum of his house, and that he did not lose that tchum. That's the tchum that defines it. So why do we take on the chazak of the truma to say that the eruv is a good eruv? Hare, against the chazak of the truma, we have the cheskas tchum besoy. We assume the person is in the tchum of his house, and he did not change his tchum like the din of the eruv. So this answers the Ram Barshner. Shabakol makayim ein lanu ladun chazaka el midaver shasafik ba mimenu. He always done in Chazak about the Sherish Adover. Where is the Shtafik coming from? And he brings a right to this, Rambam Shneir. V'chein gavi mikva. Amrinu nehamid odam al cheskosoy. V'loy amrinu nehamid ta'arois al cheskosoy. Right, by this mikveh here, we say that the person has, the halacha l'mais, the person is tamei, because of his cheskas tuma. And we don't say to put the tyrus al cheskos, and the person went into this mesubiktik mikveh, and then he comes out and he touches things. So all the things that he touched are tamei. Why are they tamei? Are they of their own cheskas tyra? Why did they lose their cheskas tyra? Says the Rambam Shneir, that the reason is, because we dan chazaka and the safik shadover bami menu. The question of the tyrus is not their question. The question of the tyrus is what's the din of the person that touched them. Because this person had a cheskas tuma, and that was machria that he is tamei bevadai. So memela, when he touches the tyrus, they're also tamei. And we dan on his chazaka, and we do not dan on their chazaka. That is the mahalach of the Rambam Shneir. And the Mela says the Reim, the same halach is in this shlava of the Gemara. And the Gemara says Adarabba, because the din of the person is totally in the din of the mikvah. So because on the mikvah we paskin that it's shalei minat chaser, the Mela, the person also is tar. That's one mahalach to explain the Gemara here why he'd be vaday tar. Another mahalach, trying to explain this, is the Ma'arit. In Chelek Beis, Choshe Mishpat, Saif Simin Chof. Marit says that the chazak of the mikvah is a cheskas haguf. We're talking about the guf of the mikvah. Did the guf change? Did the mikvah change physically? That is the question about the mikvah. Mashingin the Gavra, that went in, his chazak is not about his guf, not about a physical change in his guf. It's about a ruchniyistik change in his guf, a halachic change in his guf. Did he change from being Tomei to being Tar? That's his question. Says the Ma'arit, and Cheskas HaGuf is stronger than a Chazaka Dedina. It's more Machria, it's more Koiveya de Shaila than a Chazaka Dedina. K'mavur b'ksubis tafayne. This is, according to Tesis, this is a full sugya. In K'subis tafayne, saying this Chiddush, the Chiddush of the member of Rava there, that Cheskas HaGuf is a strong chazaka. It's stronger than a regular chazaka. There the question is about a Cheskas HaGuf that an Isha did not have Mumin. A person married her on the condition that she doesn't have Mumin. And then after the Chasana, we found that she does have Mumin. Question is, at the time of the Kiddushin, did she have Mumin or not? Her Cheskas HaGuf says that just like originally she did not have Mumin, so also at the time of the Erisin, she also did not have Mumin. And Memela, the Kiddushin is a good Kiddushin. But Keneged, this is the Chazak of a Penuya. She was a Penuya. And if we, and that's, and now that we have a Safik, did she get married or not? Her Cheskas Penuya says that she did not get married. So the Cheskas HaGuf says that she did get married. And the Cheskas Penuya says that she did not get married. So Tez explains that Rav is coming to say that the Cheskas HaGuf is Machriya over the Cheskas Penuya. It's more of a Hachra than the Cheskas Penuya. Cheskas HaGuf is more Machriya than Chazaka Dedina. So says the Ma'arit, and that's also the Pshat in our Gemara, because by Mikvah, it's a change in the Guf. So therefore it's called the Cheskas HaGuf. And that's Machriya, Kineged, Chazaka of the Mikvah, of the Gavra, which is only a Chazaka Dedina, of being Tomei or Tar. It's only a change in its halachic status. That's Gemara the Gemahalach to explain the din of the question of the Gemara here, why Adar Abba should be a Vaday. Third Mahalach to explain the Gemara here is in the Tais HaRosh and the Ran, the Rishonim that we have in the Sugya themselves. But I'm mentioning them last because they're not as clear as the first two Mahalach. First two Mahalach were very clear. Mahalach number one we mentioned is we go with the Chazak and the Sherish HaShaila. That's the Mahim Amukim. Second Mahalach of the Ma'arit is Cheskas HaGuf, stronger than Chazaka Dedina. The third Mahalach of the Tais HaRosh, I'm trying to explain what he says, is that it's true these two Chazakas seem to contradict one another. Cheskas HaMikva says that the person is tar. And the Cheskas Gavra says that he's tummy. Says the Rosh, when you have a person that's tummy, that goes into a mikvah, so the din is that he's tar. His Cheskas Tuma, it doesn't say that he has to say tar even after he goes into a mikvah. There's no such din. His Cheskas Tuma says that he's tummy until he goes into a mikvah. But the Cheskas Tuma agrees that when he goes into a mikvah, he's going to be tar. So Mamela, I have these two chazakas that are l'chura clashing, going against one another. The Cheskas Sholim of the mikvah and the Cheskas Tum of the Gavra. Says the Rosh, there's no real clash. Because if the mikvah was bishleimus, so the din of the person is to change. The din of the Cheskas Tuma is to now to change to be tar. So I don't see a head-on clash in the two chazakas. I don't see that the Cheskas Tuma does not directly go against the Cheskas Sholim of the mikvah. So therefore, I can be machriya, api the Cheskas Sholim of the mikvah, to say the person is tar. And that doesn't, and his Cheskas Tuma doesn't really contradict that. So there's no direct stira in the two things if we take on the Cheskas Sholim of the mikvah. If we try to take on the Cheskas Tuma of the gavra, say that he's tamei, so the din of the mikvah goes against that. The mikvah says, no, you're tar. But if we want to take on the chazak of the mikvah to say that it's shalim, so the Cheskas Tuma of the Gavra doesn't say that I have to be tamei now. The Cheskas Tuma agrees that when you go into a mikvah, then you become tar. That is the mahalich of the Teis HaRosh, Chorah Derech Zen, the Chidush Aran, to explain the Adar Rabba. So now we have three mahalchim to explain why the Cheskas of the chazak of the mikvah is better than the chazaka of the gav. So now I come to the teretz of the Gemara. The Gemara says in the Maskana that the reason is that we're metani by mikvah is because it's a tartila reyesa. We have the chaser lefanecha, the mikvah which is right now chaser, and also the cheskas tuma of the gavra. So putting both of them together, so we come on to we have two things going against the cheskas shalim of the mikvah. That's your machriya bevadai, that the person is tummy. So Rabbi Kiveger, in numerous places, by us in Daf Gimel and Beis, and in Kedushin Ayin Tes, and in Chubitz in numerous places, and the Shmaitza and Shmaitza Gimel Perek Tezayin, they explain two mahalchim in Tartila Reyesa. What's the Yisrael Adin of Tartila Reyesa? They say one way is like this. If there's machlekes amorayim in Kedushin of Ayin Tes, Rav and Shmuel, about a naira that is 12 and a half. She's turning 12 and a half today. Today she's going to get her Zimani Bagrus. And the father marries her off in the morning. The father has no kayach over a bageris to marry her off, only over a naira. Father marries her off in the morning, and then she marries off herself later on to somebody else. And then we see she's a bageris at the end of the day. So the question was she a bageris when the father married her off? If she was a begeris then we're not choshev the kedushim of the father. So Shmuel says that choshev the kedushim shneim. We don't know. It's a safik. And Rav says, I know that if she's a begeris now, we take on she's a begeris in the beginning of the day, and the father's kedushim is not a kedushim. So the Gemara there explains that it's only on this day where she's turning 12 and a half. Earlier on, in the previous 6 months, then we would say that no, that the father's kiddushin is a good kiddushin. But today, b'yomid the mishlam shis, the day that she's finishing her 6 months, so then we say that the father's kiddushin is not a good kiddushin of Yiraf. So Rashi and Tosfos and the Rishonim explain. The reason is that in this day she has no cheskas nairus and no cheskas bagrus. She lost her chazaka to make her. She's going to change today, we don't know when. But she's definitely going to change today. So in this case, she has no chazaka de meikara. Memelo, we're machriya, alpi the chazaka de hashta. Because we see she's a begeris lefaneinu. The begeris lefaneinu tells me that I should take on also previously that she was a begeris. So Rav holds that I could take that on. Normally we say, like in our Mishnah, we have a klal, that when someone is originally in one chazaka, the isha was originally tahira, and now I find that she's tmeya. So the klal is that I use chazaka de meikara to be machriya, even though right now she changed, when there's no tar to the reisa, when there's only one case, one person changing, so then I use the chazaka de meikara to be machriya 100% that the change happened only right now, only hashtahu that she sees down. But until now, I take on that she's tar. That's shamay, and Hill agrees with me that reisa to shamay. That I take on it was always this way. And also numerous places in Shas, and the Ran and Chulin, Daf Gimel Mabez, and the Goyin in Yeridesim and Pe'alef, bringing that numerous places in Shas, we see this Yisoid, that we use the Chazaka de Meikara connected Chazaka de Hashta. However, there in the Sugya, where there's no Chazaka de Meikara, because on this day she lost her Chazaka de Meikara, so Rav says, Amachriya al pi the Chazaka de Hashta. That's the opinion of Rav. And Alach LaMaisa and Evan Ezra Simon Lamed Zayin, we paskin like Rav that Biyom Damishim Shis, the father's kiddushin is not a kiddushin because we take out of the now she's a begeris and also in the morning she was a begeris. That is the side of the sugyan kiddushin. So coming back to us to Tarti L'Reisa, say the Shmait and Rebbe Kivager, a wonderful cheshbon that right here we have the cheskas Sholim of the mikvah, going against the cheskas tum of the gavra. So that's a chazaka against a chazaka. And we are left with a suffik. Now that we're left with a suffik, so in melo we can machriya al pi the chazaka dahashta. Because it's a chazaka against the chazaka, so that means we negated the chazaka de meikara of the shlemus of the mikvah. We're left with a suffik. So now we have gotten ourselves back into the Sugyan Kiddushin, the fine test. We made a chazaka, connected chazaka, which turned into a suffik. And Mamela, we can machriya with the chasr lefanecha. The chasr lefanecha is machriya. The person is vadai tame. That is the mahalach of Rabbi Kivager and the Shmaitza. A very mathematical, beautiful cheshbin. And how to get to the first fact, the person will be vadai tame. Now, lefum riata, this mahalach only works if you learn the adrabba of the Gemara meant it being a suffik. If the adrabba, the hainu, when the Gemara said that there's a cheskas tum of the gavra, keneged the cheskas shalim of the mikvah, the Gemara said that should be a suffik. So now, that's a suffik, and now we can machriya, the chosher lefanecha, tells me the mikvah it was always chosher, since you checked it last, it had always been chosher. However, if we explain that when the Gemara said Adarabba, it meant that the Cheskas Mikvah paskins keneged the Chazak of the Gavra, the Vados, paskins that the person is Vadaitar, for whatever reason, we said three reasons before, for whatever reason that it is, if that was a pshat in the Gemara, Mimela, now that we come to here, to the Chosher Lefanecha, we can't say that it paskins keneged, it paskins because there's no Chazaka. I mean, there is a chazaka. There's the cheskas shalim of the mikvah. So the chayra, this mahalach, only works if you say that the adrabba meant that it's a suffik. But I think that's not true. It's muhach like this from Cheshbin and Rabbi Kivager, because Rabbi Kivager says that, Rabbi Kivager asks the question, how can every time a person goes to the mikvah, you don't need to check whether the mikvah is shalim or not? You have a cheskas tumah, and the mikvah is a cheskas shalim. So you should always have to check the mikvah to see whether it's shalim or not. If not, it'll be a suffik. Says Rabbi Kivager, no. Because the mikvah is a cheskas haguf, and you have a chazaka dedina, and cheskas haguf is stronger than chazaka dedina. So therefore, we could take on the mikvah, they checked it last week, and they saw that it was shalim. So the mikvah is a cheskas haguf, that it's so shalim. That goes against my chazaka of cheskas tamei. So we see Rabbi Kivager holds that the cheskas hamikvah is stronger than the cheskas hagavra, like the marit that we said before, because cheskas haguf is stronger than chazaka dedina. So if so, so Rabbi Kivager himself holds that the cheskas hamikvah is stronger than the cheskas hagavra. So how come over here Rabbi Kivager says that they're a chazaka against the chazaka? They cancel each other out, and we go with the chosher lefanecha, the chazaka da'ashta, the steer in Rabbi Kivager. So the muchrach to say, and I think in the Gemara itself, this is a muchrach, that we say by Adarabba, that the cheskas hamikvah is machriya keneged the cheskas hagavra. It's only before we knew that there was a chas shalafanecha. We thought it was tam, if it's a mikvah that you have a shayla about. But there wasn't a chas shalafanecha. And that the Gemara held that it's machriya 100% keneged the cheskas tamei of the gavra. But once we say that there's a chas shalafanecha, so no longer do we say that the cheskas mikvah is better than the chazak of the gavra. And this, I found this lamais in the Beis Meir in Chulin, Daf Yud Aleph Med Aleph. Says it's Yisoid. My Rebbe, Rebbe Fosh Malevitz, that's all. Shiurim, that he said Anida, which is printed in the back of the Sefer, Shiurim, Rebbe Fosh, and Ksubitz, printed in Shiurim that he said Anida. So in the Simen Aleph, he's Meirich to explain this Yisoid. It's different Drochim to explain it. But that the Yisoid is that the only time that we say the Cheskas HaMikvah is Machriya, is only before we know there's a reyesa. Once we know there's a reyesa, there's a chasr lefanecha, then things change. Then it's no longer simple to say that let's use the cheskas shalim of the mikvah. So Rabbi Fall explained that based on Beis Yankiv and Nesivis in Ksubas Hafidalid, that there are two types of chazakas. There's a chazaka which is machriya entirely. Chazaka says this is the way 100%. No pickpock, no error, 100% this way. And sometimes Chazaka says, we really don't know. We don't know what happened. But you can't change the din. One time the Chazaka says, we could take on this way, Belishim Safik. And other times the Chazaka says, that the Safik is here, but the din doesn't change. So Memela says Rebbe Fall, that when the Chazaka is a, when Chazaka without a Reyesa Lefaneinu, without a Chasra Lefaneinu, just maybe the mikvah changed. So then the Chazaka says, no, you don't make any tzvekas. We can take on 100% the mikvah shalim. So a person that's going to a mikvah that's 100% shalim is for sure tar. For sure he has no cheskas tuma. Once there's a Reyesa Lefaneinu, once we see that the mikvah's Chasr, so even though I can paskin, I'll pee the chazaka de meikara, that the mikvah is still shalim, but that chazaka does not say that there's no misapik bichlal. The safik is here, but also it's the enemy safik. So that type of chazaka cannot paskin kineged the cheskas tum of the gavr. That was his explanation. If I'm in the Shari Yosher, Reb Shimon says a different explanation to explain. Reb Shimon is also Pashat Reb Shimon that Avadu used the Chazaka and the Sherish Adavar. He brings a few rise to this. Avadu used the Chazaka and the Sherish Adavar. And Melu the Mikvah Shepaskin, Keneged the Cheskas Tum of the Gavra. So why, Lameisa, by Tarti Lareyasa, why do we see not this way? Why do we care about the Chazaka of the Gavra Bichlal? Hare, he's entirely telling the Mikvah. Says Reb Shimon Gevaldika Yisayid. Now, when we're dining on a mikveh right now, is a mikveh shalim or chaser? And the chazaka, the mikveh, passes at its shalim. So a lot of that works for the gavra. But in our case, we didn't dine on the mikveh b'shaitoy. Was it shalim or chaser? There was no suffix. You went into a mikveh, you thought it was shalim, everything was okay. Then, the next day, we measured the mikveh, and we saw that it was chaser. So now, that we see the mikveh's chaser, we're dining on yesterday. What was it, shalim or chaser? So our nida now is at a mikvah about yesterday. The whole nida in about yesterday's mikvah is only enough kemina legabi the gavra. I'm not standing on the mikvah kemoishu achshav, whether the mikvah is shalim or chaser. I'm not standing on that. I see the mikvah's chaser. There's nothing to talk about. I'm standing on yesterday's mikvah. Was it shalim or chaser? That's not an idun about the mikvah. If no one went into the mikvah yesterday, do I care whether yesterday the mikvah was shalim or chaser? I could care less. It's entirely irrelevant to me whether yesterday's mikvah, that the mikvah was shalim or chaser. The only reason I care about yesterday's mikvah being shalim or chaser is because you went into the mikvah. So I'm donning the mikvah klape you. That's the question. The question is, was it a kosher mikvah for your tvila? So the nidun of the mikvah is not an independent nidun about is the mikvah kosher or chaser. The question is, was your tevila a good tevila or not? That is the question. So the mikvah has a chazakah, but the chazakah of the mikvah was only said klapi the gavra. I'm only using the cheska shlemus of the mikvah, not to say the mikvah was a good mikvah, but to say your tevila was a good tevila. So meila, I can't say that I first don in the mikvah, and afterwards I don in the gavra. I only don in the mikvah klapi the gavra. So meila, both chazakahs come into it, they contradict each other. And that's why we use the cheskas tamei of the gavra, and the two chazakas contradict. Like upon this, we've explained right now why in the maskana we deal with the cheskas tumah of the gavra as a variable, as a component. In the adarabba we did not, because at that time we were not dining on the chasra lefanecha. We just used the chazaka of the mikvah 100% to go weiter. But once we get to say that there's a reyesa, now we have to deal with the cheskas chazak of the gavra. And meila, that was klapit ikker pshat in the Gemara that we could deal with the chazak of the gavra. But now to go back to explain the Rabbi Kiveger that we said here, Kiveger and the Shemaitza say to us pshat in the tarti l'reyesa. The reason it's called tarti l'reyesa is because the cheskas sholim of the mikvah goes against the cheskas tum of the gavra. We are left with a safik. And meila we could paskin based. And the chaser lefanecha, to say, the chazaka de hashta, to say that it was always chaser. That is one mahalach they say. But say the Shmaitan and Bekuveger, that only works if you hold of chazaka de hashta. Shmuel does not hold of chazaka de hashta. And the Shmaitan's opinion is that Taisus doesn't hold of chazaka de hashta. Taisus learns Rav differently over there. And if you taste, no one holds of chazaka de hashta. So Im Kain, Hadra Kush Laduchte, what's the mahalach of Tarti L'Reisa, why are we machriya bevados that the person is tummy? So they say a different mahalach to explain why Tarti L'Reisa is tummy bevadai. They say that the chazaka of the mikvah is a chazaka with a question. It's a questionable chazaka. Because harei chosra lefanecha. That makes a problem in the chazaka of the mikvah. It's not a tremendous problem. Still, the chazakah of the mikvah would pass and connect that. But it already is it's a question mark on the chazaka of the mikvah, the chazar lefanecha. And connected that, we have the cheskas tamei of the gavra, which is be'etzem a chazaka without a reyesa. We don't know that changed. It could be it never changed. So the cheskas ha-mikvah is a chazaka with a reyesa. And the cheskas ha-gavra is a chazaka without a reyesa. Memela, where machriya al-pi, the cheskas ha-gavra, which is a stronger chazaka, because that is chazaka without any reyesa. So machriya with that, keneged the cheskas hamikvah, which is a chazaka with the reyesa. That is the second explanation they say to say pshat in the Gemara here. So and there are two mahalchim in tarti l'reyesa. Either the achra at the end of the day is because of the chaser lefanecha, or the achra at the end of the day is because of the cheskas tumah of the gavra. I didn't find anyone bring this raya, but l'chayr to mafurish gemara to machriya these two drachim in tarti l'reyesa. Gemara in kiddushin and daf samech vav med beis. Gemara there brings a machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon about this case about tarti l'reyesa, a mikvah which was originally shalim and then you measured it and it was chaser. So Rabbi Tarfon says, I call a tarish nasu agab of tahiris. Everything is tar. And Rabbi Akiva says, everything is tummy. So the Bryce explains, what's the machlekes? Amar Reb Tarfon, mikvah zeh becheskas sholim uaymit, misafik atabo lechasre, al techasrenu misafik. That's Reb Tarfon, mikvah has a cheskas sholim, it doesn't lose its chazak. Amar Rabbi Akiva, adam zeh becheskas tummy uaymit, misafik atabo letaroi, al techasrenu misafik. The person has a cheskas tamei. Misafik, you want to be mitarin? Al tarenu misafik. Says Rabbi Akiva that holds that it's tamei, which is the way that we paskin, that it's tamei. He explains because of the cheskas tumah of the gavra. Lefi, the other mahalach of the Shmaitz and Rabbi Kiveger, the achra is not because of the cheskas tumah of the gavra. Cheskas tumah of the gavra worked to make a safik. And now, the cheskas the cheskas chaser lefanecha could be machriya the mikvah was always chaser, but that's not what Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Akiva says it's the cheskas tamei of the gavra is machriya. So we have a first in Rabbi Akiva that it works in itzad the cheskas tumah of the gavra. It's a pella that Nachronim did not bring this braisa. I don't know what to say. But the Chorot Mufurshe braisa, they call it like the second derech of the Shmaita and Rabbi Kiva Eger. Another point here, we mentioned the Mahalach of the Marit and Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Havmin of the Gemara, that the mikvah is a cheskas haguf, and now that's machriya, keneged the chaser of the, sorry, keneged the cheskas tumor of the gavra. The basis on the sukkah in Ksubis of Ayin Hei. But however, Lefi Divreim, it's before in the Gemara, that when we get to Tartila Reisa, and cheskakuf is no longer stronger. Cheskakuf is stronger than one chazaka. But when there's Tarti, keneged the cheskas haguf, then it's no longer stronger. That's before in the Gemara, Lefi Divreim. However, the Shmaitza takes on Shmaitza Beis that he takes on from the Sugya and the Tesis and Ksuba Stefayin Hei that Ches Saguf wins out even Keneged Tarti L'Reis. As we mentioned the case before, the case there that the Isha had a Chazaka, Ches Saguf, that she did not have Mumin, and then we find Mumin, and that's Machriya that she's married and goes against the Cheses Penuyah. Asks Taisus there in Ksubis, Harei, there's a Tarti Reisa. There's Mumin Lefanecha. And there's a Cheskas Penuya. So why do we go with the Cheskas Haguf? That's the question of Taisus. Answers Taisus that Cheskas Penuya loicha shiva klal lagabi Cheskas Haguf. So the Shmait understands Pshat and Taisus. Taisus saying that you don't say Tarti Reisa Keneged Cheskas Haguf. Cheskas Haguf is Machriya entirely and works even Keneged Tarti Reisa. In Cain, the whole sugi here is shver. Both by mikvah and by yayin, the Gemara says, Tarti L'Reisa, even though it's a cheskas haguf. Mamash mafurish Gemara. We say Tarti L'Reisa, keneged cheskas haguf. So the Shmaita asks on himself, the Shmaita in Beis, Perak Beis, asks from our Gemara. So fascinatingly enough, the Shmaita did not even ask from mikvah. By mikvah, the Shmaita understood that it's not a cheskas haguf. The water leaving the mikveh, going somewhere else, is not a shinui in the guf. It's not like an isha that does not have mumin or has mumin or a besula to a ba'ula. These things are called the shinui in the guf. But the water that left the mikveh, there's no shinui in the water. One could also say there's no shinui in the mikveh. There's just some of its water left. But not a shinui in the guf. That the Shmaita didn't even bother him. What he comes to explain is by yayin. Yayin is for sure a shinui in the guf. Which was originally Yayin, and now it's Chaimetz. So that's a Shini in the Guf. Answers the Shmaitza, based on the Gemara in Ezu Neshech and the Fine Gimel, Rashi there, that the wine that turns into Chaimetz is a certain type of wine, is wine that's Mekulkul, and that will eventually turn into Chaimetz. Other wine will not turn into Chaimetz. The fact that the wine eventually turned into Chaimetz shows about the quality of the wine, or the type of wine, that it was L'chatchila. So Mela says the Shmaitza, the wine that's turning into Chaimetz is not such a pella. This wine was problematic wine that was liable to turn into Chaimetz. So the fact that it turns into Chaimetz eventually is just coming out later what it was there originally. So that is not called a Cheska Shine Naguf. So, even with this Gemara in Bava Metzia, it's still a big chiddush. Even though the wine has the potential and has the ability to turn into chaimetz, it doesn't always turn into chaimetz. It's still a change in the wine. If you drink it before and you drink wine, you didn't drink chaimetz. Only eventually it turns into that. Still, the Shmaitza holds that's not called a shinui in the guf. Shlomo Zalman and his Oris in the Shmaitza is very bothered by this. Even small shinuyim should also be called shinui in the guf. And we have the opinion of the Maharit and Rabbi Kiva Eger, and even by mikvah, it is called a cheskas haguf. And Lefi Divreihem, it's Mavur in our Gemara, that you say Tarti L'Reisa, even keneged cheskas haguf. What do we Lamaisa do with Taisus and Ksubis? Taisus and Ksubis that says that you don't say Tarti L'Reisa keneged cheskas haguf. So Lamaisa, it's the din is on Mefurish in Taisus. You don't say Tarti L'Reisa keneged cheskas haguf. But it says that cheskas penuya loicha shiva klal keneged cheskas haguf. So the Taisa Rush there says that, and he adds on because cheskas penuya is a suya leishtanois. She's eventually going to get married, and therefore it's not choshuv klape cheskas haguf. But that's a unique svara over there. But Ba'alma, we hold that we do say, Chatarti l'reisa, kineger cheskas haguf. That's the word would come out from the sugya there. From our sugya, sorry, that our sugya is mavur, that we do say Tarti l'reisa, kineger ches haguf, and Tyson Klubitz we have to explain in a different way. One other point in Tarti l'reisa is a nidoin in the Rishonim and the Achronim. Do we always say Tarti l'reisa? Or do we only say it when it's chaser v'asoy? Like my mikvah here. My mikvah, the Gemara that's had to say that because mikvah is chaser v'asoy, therefore we paskin mevadeh that he's tamei. Even before the Gemara knew Tarti l'reisa. The Gemara held that chaser v'asoy was a sfar mitar atzmoy to say that it's a bigger reisa, and that's a reason to paskin that it was always chaser. But the Gemara said we can't say that. Because also by Isha we should say the same thing. Also Isha is name Hagatz Hagatz Chazisei. It's also a similar Mahalach of being Chaser Vasoy, of constantly going down. Therefore, the Gemara held that Chaser Vasoy or Hagatz Hagatz is not a reason by itself to be Megareya V'Chazaka Meikara. And therefore the Gemara had to come on to Tarti L'Reis. So Nechleku HaRishonim, if Alibi de Emes, Tarti L'Reisa, was only said, B'makoim, that it's Chaser V'Asoy. Taizen Chulin and Davyurim and Aleph, definitely says in one Teretz, that you need Chaser V'Asoy. Kveger assumes that the other Terutim of Taizes argued with that, and Taizes there held, and the other Terutim, that you do not need Chaser V'Asoy. Pashas of Taiz by us, it needs a Beis and a Beis, is that Taiz holds that you need Chaser V'Asoy. And also, Teza Rosh and Ksubis Taftes says you need Chaser V'Asoy. So, some Rishonim say, yeah. The Teza Chayin Al Terutzim in Chulin Dafyur says, no, you do not need Chaser V'Asoy. So, firstly, what is the Nidain here about Chaser V'Asoy? What is Bechlav, the Svar of Chaser V'Asoy that the Gemara mentioned? And what's the Nidain, whether we need it for Tarti L'Reis? So, the Svara of Chaser V'Asoy, Rashi says that Itzra Chazoka Mikami Hachi Tuva, Velo Yadinon Emas. We know the Chazoka went bad, went sour, which we just don't know when. The Ritva explains more that it's the way of a mikvah to be Mechasra Mi'at Me'at. And definitely went down some Chisar, it went down to Mafreya. So says the Ritva that the Chisarun is Vadai, the Shi'urai Safik. Because it's for sure going down, so that already makes a reisa in the original chazaka. Like I said, the Chacham Tzvi in Simen Gimel, that's a very important question about Chaser V'Asoy, just to mention the question. That's the Chacham Tzvi, that you have a mikvah that you originally measured at 50 saw, and then it starts going down. The mikvah is still kosher. The important time is when it goes down from 40 saw to 39 saw. That happens in 1 second. Everything that goes down until 40 saw is irrelevant. It's still kosher. Everything that goes down after 39 is also relevant. That's all pasul. We only care about that 1 second, the 40 to 39. So that's not a chaser v'asoy. That's not a process. That takes 1 second. So what's the problem of chaser v'asoy? Why does that make it more problematic that it goes down in a process? So Chacham Tzvi already mentions the svara to say that Chaser V'Asoy is because it started going down beforehand. When it was going down from 50 to 40, even though it was still kosher, but we saw a mikvah that was in the process of being mischaser. So even though that mikvah is still kosher, but the chazaka de meikara is weakened, because we see that it's not just a strong chazaka, because it's in the mahalach of going down. It's in the direction of going down. That already weakens the chazaka de meikar. That's the svara of Chaser V'Asoy. Like the Ritva says, chisaron vaday v'shiurei asafik. So the Gemara held that itself. The Gemara Tzad say that itself should make a problem in the chazaka. The Gemara says no. We're derived from nida that that's not the case. But then the Gemara comes out to maskar that it's Tarti L'Reisa. So the Chor no longer need Chasr Vasoy. Because the Tarti itself makes the Reyesa. Chasr Vasoy does not make a Reyesa. Tarti makes a Reyesa. Yet, Rashid said, hold on, no, that the Tesis in Chulin Daf Yoda, and Tesarosh, and Xubis, say, you still need Chasr Vasoy. Because Tarti itself will not make a Reyesa. Chazaka de Meikara is stronger than each one independently. And the Chasr Lefanecha, we pass an appeal to Chazaka de Meikara. And they can't make a reis on the chazaka de meikara, unless you also have chasr vasay. That is their opinion. But the achronim bring a raya from the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Lamed Aleph. We do not need chasr vasay. The Gemara there brings a case that a person had peiris and he was mafri that were tevel, and he was using and he was being mafrish based on these peiris. He was eating his other peiris. Based on, and those peiris that were in the cabinet were going to be truma, and he's doing this again and again. And then after a week, he checked his truma cabinet, and he saw the peiris disappeared. They weren't there. So the Mishnah says it's a good afrasha. Afrasha is chal. So the Gemara there in Daf Lamed Aleph says the Gemara that this is sheet of Rebbe Lezer. Cholkin alav chaver for Rebbe Lezer. We disagree with Rebbe Lezer. See, from mikvah, not like Rebbe Lezer, that because there's a tarti to the reyesa, there is the cheskas tevel, and there are avudim lefanecha. So that's machria, that afrosh is not a good afrosh. That's the Gemara there. So before they didn't have tarti to the reyesa, like we say, see by us, by chavis, it's not only when the wine turns into chaymetz, but also when the peiros disappear, we also say tarti to the reyesa. The Achronim ask, the Bach, the Pri Chodosh, many Achronim ask that there's no Chasr Vasoy. Wine turning into Chaymetz, we can say it's Chasr Vasoy. But there the Peiros simply disappeared. So it's not saying Chasr Vasoy. So the Chazon Ish says, I know, maybe there, they didn't disappear. Maybe the mice ate them, and they ate them slowly, slowly. The Mela is also there, Shai Chasr Vasoy. But Kviya Pashtus, at Varm, the Peiros disappeared, someone stole them. So it's not Shai Chasr Vasoy. So the Pri Chodosh there in Gittin in Mayim Chayim and the Shara Melech Perkei of Trumos say that even that Tais holds that you need Chasr Vasoy, that's only to make it Vadai Tame. When you have a Tarti L'Reisa without Chasr Vasoy, then it will be a Sofik. You have a Tarti L'Reisa with Chasr Vasoy, then it's going to be Vadai Tame. That's the derech that they want to say. The Mela for the Gemara and Gittin, the Rebbe Lezer there holds that it's a good hafrasha. And that the Gemara says no, because it's tarti l'reisa, even though there's no chasr v'asai, it's a suffik. And Rebbe Lezer holds it's vadai. That's what the machlekes is there. Vadai, that's a vadai good hafrasha. But even without chasr v'asai, we hold the tarti l'reisa is enough to make a suffik. And with the reisa, with chasr v'asai, then it's going to be Vadei Tomei. That is the Derech and the Achronim, and Bim Yashiv, the Gemara in Gittin. The Maitz Adeker Vart, found in the Maram here in Teisvis, that even without Chasr Vasoy, it will still be a Safik, and with Chasr Vasoy, it becomes a Vadei. Just one last order very quickly. The Gemara asks, the Stira from Chavis to Mikvah. In Mikvah we see it's Vadei, and in Chavis we see it's a Safik. The Gemara says, Man the Tani Chavis Rav Shimon. Shimon holds a tarti l'reis as a suffik, and also he holds by mikvah as a suffik, and the chacham that holds that by mikvah vaday, also by chavis he sees vaday. So this machlekes here upon Rav Shimon whether tarti l'reis is vaday or suffik, and in both cases the chacham holds that both cases vaday, and Rav Shimon holds that both cases are suffik. That's what comes out in the Gemara. The Rambam kedarkoi paskins each mishnah ketzurasa. The Rambam passes that mikvah is Vadai Tami, and Chavis is a Suffolk. Each Mishnah brings down Kitzurasa, and Kilu, he forgot our Gemara. Our Gemara asks the Stira, and the Gemara says in Enchanami, the Chavim both are Vadai, the Chavim both are Suffolk. Mamish Apella. So, their Drachma and the Rambam, we'll see this tomorrow, the most famous Malach is the Mishnah Melech, days are based on the Sugya and Dav Gimel. Rambam learned out from there that the Mechalik between Chavis and Mikvah. And Mirta Shem, we will see you tomorrow. Adkan for today's year.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Kleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.